Thursday night sees the opening of the Febbiofest Film Festival. Between now and next Thursday, audiences in Prague will be able to choose from nearly 300 films from all over the world. The festival will then travel outside of Prague to 8 other Czech towns. Febbiofest takes place at Prague's village cinemas at Anděl, and when people have had enough of watching films, they can enjoy a number of accompanying musical programmes. Earlier today, Ruth Frankova met the festival's spokesperson, Pavel Sladký, and asked him to tell her a bit about the history of the festival.
It all started in 1993. Febbiofest was, at that time, a small art action screening just a few films. Then it became more and more popular. This is the 15th year of the festival, and today we screen 248 films from 62 countries.
Do you screen only features or is it documentaries as well? And is there any central theme to your festival?
There are some documentaries, there are even some animated films, but the focus is on feature films. There are sections which are divided geographically. There is a British American panorama, there is an American independence section, and so on. There are documentaries on the Iraqi situation, on South America and Israel, but as I said, the focus is on features.
Are you actually handing out any awards?
Febbiofest is traditionally given a prize called Christian Award, which is given to Czech filmmakers. But this year we got one big new thing for us, which is the Grand Prix of Febbiofest, which will be given by 33 members of jury. And this jury is not filled by filmmakers and critics and so on as usual, but it's a kind of cut through a Czech film audience.
What about guests to this year's festival? What are the biggest names at this year's show?
This year we start with three films, and two of them are brought by filmmakers personally. Sir Alan Parker is, I think, a well-known personality, and he is going to start the festival and then talk with the audience in the so-called Cinema of Stars, which we do have in village cinemas where the festival is mainly taking place. And there are films like Midnight Express, Pink Floyd the Wall, Mississippi Burning and others going to be screened. And Asif Kapadia, the second director, who is going to present his work on the beginning of the festival, is director of The Warrior, and his new film is called Far North in English, and it's an Inuit story from really a far north. And there are more and more guests this year. For example, Magda Vášáryová, Slovak actress, Roy Anderson, Swedish director, and others and others.
That was Pavel Sladký, one of Febbio Film Fest's organisers. The festival runs in Prague until next Friday, and more details can be found on the festival's website, which is www.febbiofest.cz.